Hello and welcome to another installment of Casual Trekker. This is Scott. This is going to be an off-brand review, which means I'm not posting it in my groups that are right for the Star Trek, so hopefully you find it inside the catalog. But, so I love time travel. Time travel episodes, absolutely love them. And no matter what the franchise is, no matter what the movie is, as long as it's not like corny screwball, we're just making a movie, so who cares about the logistics type thing. I love time travel in all media. I don't really do comics or stuff like that, but, you know, movies and TV shows, I'm right there for it. And the Orville finally gave me a true-to-form episode of time travel with the mid-season finale that we saw. Them going back to 2025, having to go get the guy, bring him back, and then I'm hearing how Ed and Kelly were in the right, and blah, 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 blah. And then, as I was talking to a coworker at work about the episode, it dawned on me, well, then, when the girl from the future came back to stop the Orville from being destroyed so that she could put it into a collection, and then that changed their fate from being destroyed, why didn't they immediately blow up their ship? Why didn't they have a mutiny of every single person on board, being a Union officer, feeling the rightful duty to blow themselves up to protect the sanctity of the timeline? Why didn't that happen? Why didn't that happen? It doesn't matter if you are thinking of the future timeline or the past timeline. You still have to preserve it, irregardless. So what they did, that was just bullshit. Not to mention the fact that, yes, I get it, times in flux, and this can go here, and that can go there, blah, 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 whatever. So let's say all the time travel is done. We're 100 years in the future. Somebody wants to see what the hell happened. So they go back in time. And they wondering, how did they know about it? They got the signal, sure. But they didn't really know where to find him, per se. Not to mention the fact, after they went to the wrong date. So there's no obituary for them to kind of zero in on. And then you also have the message that was sent at a particular time. And so those things become question marks and paradox inducing. Because if you don't have the message and you don't have the obit, you have no idea that he's even alive. Therefore, you're not going back in time. Flux or not, it eventually stops being a flux, and you eventually have a timeline that another time traveler can then observe. I think, based off the previous episode, where they didn't blow up the ship, and the signal came in, and they went back in time after that message, their union was safe. The events exactly transcribed the exact same way. They were still in that nebula. Everything still came to be. They were still Union officers. Everything was still there. So why going back in time and the guy saying, the door or the floor? Were they so adamant about robbing him of this life that he's made? And the future they know that he made. Because now, by looking at that obituary, they now are existing in a timeline where his descendants are now part of the timeline. And then changing it could actually alter it. I mean, it could have very easily been a predestination paradox. It was supposed to happen. I mean, they had a whole setup with the ever-loving goddamn sandwich, for God's sakes. If he didn't send the sandwich, it creates a paradox. If he does send the sandwich, it's all fine. So them going back in time and him saying, nope, get the hell out of here. And then wanting to preserve his family. And then them traveling forward in time, like turning off their little reactor thing and going ahead was really easy. Kind of like First Contact easy, where we all got on the little, that was too easy of an end episode, but it was a great episode, a great movie. So therefore, the end part where they just did a couple button switches and then pressed the button and then pew, back to their present, no problem. That was ignored because it was a great movie. The episode is great, but all the things that make it great were put into an asterisk. because of how Ed and Kelly treated him. In a life that they know that he had, a life that they were observing in the future before traveling back to the wrong date. Not to mention the fact, you're traveling backwards before you arrive, which means they didn't walk up to him at the hangar, which means the conversation with the wife never transpired, which means there should be a couple paradoxes here. I mean, flux all we want. You still have to have a subsided, stable timeline once everything's said and done. And that timeline is the timeline, which means the flux means things are changing every so often. So that means that certain things might shift and change and new events might take their place. It does not mean things that never fucking transpired happen somehow that no one knows about or why and can't explain it because reasons. That's not how that happens. Love time travel. Pissed at Ed and Kelly for doing something to Gordon that they themselves did not do in the previous season when they were saved from death. When the girl said, you guys were meant to be dead. This is the future. I am in the history books looking back and see that you died. I'm here to stop that. Nobody ran to their quantum or whatever drive they have and blew it up. Nobody on that ship did that. So why the hell were they treating Gordon so unfairly? He had a wife, a son, and a baby on the way. They damn well knew the future was fine because they came from the future where he had his obit. They could have left him. There is no universe where Ed and Kelly acted appropriately with the fact that they didn't blow up their own ship the previous season or whatever season it was in when the girl came back in time to save them. They didn't blow themselves up. They should have let Gordon have his life. His happy, happy life. Outside of that issue, which is quite massive in the episode overall, outside of that, I'm going to put that aside, I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was quick. I thought it was easy. I thought it was just a fun little jaunt down this little road to see what Gordon did with his life. He seemed to be making things really cool. Like he was a flat. He got became an aviator on an airplane, and was doing all that stuff. He seemed that he was like settled down and got his life together. That was cool. The stuff that happened between Isaac and Ed Mercer's girlfriend was great. I loved all that stuff. Like the walks out. So you guys make a decision? Oh, we just broke up. Although I do think it was kind of weird that the girl didn't come down at least once to spy on them. Like, I think I would have needed that. Like they're doing their thing and they hear footsteps. And then all of a sudden the girlfriend runs up the stairs and like blocks her view of what Isaac's doing. I think that was needed, but you know, not essential to the overall greatness of the episode. I think it would have been nice to not have her just vanish. Like, she went upstairs, and what did she do? She just stood around while two unknown people are downstairs doing God knows what for however long without coming down and saying, hey, guys, are you okay down here? Checking on them, because they're kind of strangers in this house. You know, don't really know them. But outside of that, I thought it was good. I'm really hoping that sandwich comes back later. Like at the season finale, all of a sudden they're like at the computer, and all of a sudden the sandwich just appears. I think that'd be kind of cool. Like, I love the Orville. I've seen every single episode. I like the show. But when you do my time travel and you make it a precedent about how people should be acting, and then there's an exact example of how they did not act that way when it affected them, that bugs me. What's true for you is true for me. Period. So, if you tell someone that they're union officers and they need to do something because it's their obligation to do it, that means your shit better not stink. But, again, overall it was a great episode. Love time travel, it delivered. It was great. I even got to see Blair from Gossip Girl or whatever, and the actress is fun. I love her in that role. I wish she would go on to become, do her own show where she maybe is a mom, because she was doing a really good job at it. So, I thought it was fun. So I'm gonna wrap this up with a note of the Orville's back, it's going strong. Sure, some of the episodes could have probably been wound down just a itty bitty much, and then maybe some of the things could have been switched around just a little itty bitty bit. But overall, they're doing a really good job of presenting this third season of the Orville. The production quality is way up there. Story, arc, everything involved in the production is just really good. So keep it up, the Orville. That will conclude this podcast.